Hi, I'm Eric J. Lawrence, and I am here with actress and singer Eiza Gonzalez. She rose to fame with the title role in a number of Mexican telenovelas and recently starred in the From Dusk to Dawn TV series. She also plays a robber in the upcoming summer release, Baby Driver, and is gearing up for another monumental film, the futuristic Alita: Battle Angel, written by James Cameron. But today, we're here to talk about some songs that have inspired her throughout her life as part of KCRW's Guest DJ project. Eiza, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So what's the first track you got for us?
Well, I'm just going to give everyone a hand up, and I'm going to say I've got a lot of 80s going on. And the first one's Phil Collins, Studio. This is a bit of a romantic slash fun playlist that people around my age, maybe a little bit older, will really feel familiar with it. So first one, Susu Studio. My father loved this song. It's the song I basically use whenever I'm sad. I play it and I like to dance to it. It's one of those songs that never gets old, and it's always like that super positive Susu Studio, and that it just makes you happy and smile, and like no matter what you're going through. So whenever I'm feeling down, Phil Collins is my way to go.
Is dancing your normal reaction to music?
Of course. I love music. And it's funny because every time that I prep for example, auditions, I choose certain songs that get me in the zone for the role that I'm going for. And I think it's such a huge part of my work. I think that you're creating characters where you kind of define a personality. And a personality is not just based on thoughts and actions. That came from somewhere, and that's from a taste in music, a taste in food, and I kind of get really into, I'm a bit method in that way, so I enjoy it, and music is definitely one of the highlights of what I use for work.
Here it is, Phil Collins with Susudio. That was Phil Collins, 80s icon, with Susudio. Well, the next track is another 80s classic from Wang Chung. It's Dance Hall Days.
This song is so kind of teenage years of like maybe going to high school. I remember some of the first movies I ever watched was that 90s, like, typical American movie that they go into school to prom. And that was the song of every movie. So I think I always wanted, I didn't have a prom myself because I started working at 15. So I think that I always thought like if I went to prom, that would be my song.
Was that the same kind of music that was in the air in Mexico City?
Well, surprisingly, it wasn't. It wasn't at all. When I grew up in Mexico, the reason why I sort of got into speaking English and learning other languages was through my father. So the first years of my life focused on educating me and teaching me English. Even though he was not American, he would talk to me in English all day. He had a big influence into the American kind of like culture. So that kind of defined my personality. For me, like the first portion of my life is very, very much Americanized. But it was beautiful because I went through different phases. Like, in my young age, I was all about 80s and American music. And then from 12 to maybe 18, I became a singer myself. And so I started getting influences from all sorts of different music. Kind of like music really guides your life and defines moments. I think that everything, that every time you listen to a song brings you back to a certain moment of your life. So maybe I just stick to these songs because it reminds me to my father. But I love it. I love it, and it really becomes a part of who I am.
It's Wang Chung with Dance Hall Days. We was up in phase, and I dance all days. We were cool and crazy. When I, you, and everyone we knew could believe, sharing what was true, I said. That was Wang Chung with Dance All Day. So the next selection you've got is a ballad from the Cars.
Yeah. These five kind of like really speak to me. And Drive from the Cars is one that talks to me because it was my father's favorite song. And it also goes with his personality. I remember when I grew up, my father would build pickups. And I would go with him and we would cross the border. We would drive to go and buy pickups and bring them back. And it was very much a big part of my from 10 to 11. And I would always look up for that day. And my dad would always play this song when we were on the way because it just makes sense. Drive the Cars. It was just very cliche, I guess. And it's also so romantic. So I love it. And I hope you guys enjoy it.
Here it is, the Cars with Drive.
Thinking nothing's wrong. What about who's gonna drive you home tonight? Who's gonna pick you up when you fall?
That was the Cars with Drive, the Benjamin Orr song, as selected by our guest, Aza Gonzalez. So what's the next track you got for us?
Cars by Gary Numan. Cars reminds me of when my brother moved to Harlander, Texas. And we would drive from Mexico to Harlander, which is a crazy long drive. And if I could describe my drive, it was kind of a scene from a movie. I kind of did this my whole life, and I guess that I never really realized that I wanted to be an actress until I turned 15, but I had been doing some sort of directing in my head for the longest time and sort of scoring my life movie, and I kind of did, and Cars was that song for me, and that kind of trip was very close to my heart because it was that one time that you're like stuck in a car road tripping with your family, and so this is kind of the soundtrack for my teenage years on my way to America.
Well, here it is, Gary Numan with Cars. Gary Numan with Cars. Well, we conclude with another timeless 80s classic. It's Blondie with Call Me.
Blondie. Blondie is my favorite, definitely. It was just that artist that you, when you were young, you're like, what? That's amazing. Like, it was so unique and fresh and authentic, different song. And it gave me mixed feelings. And the lyrics really connect with me, and I just loved it. Blondie is my go-to artist, and this one is kind of like what I'd listened to when I moved to the States, and I was renting a little room in, it's like just one bedroom on this beautiful house, and I lived in this little room, and I didn't really have a plan. I was just like excited to be here, and I didn't even have an agency or manager. I didn't even know that I was going to end up working here, and Call Me was that song that I would play, and it was like the ultimate American dream, you know? I was like not having a lot of money, just living in this little room in someone else's house, listening to this like retro music, walking down Hollywood Boulevard and all that like vintage feel to it. And it just gives me the chills every time I think of it. And that's kind of like where everything started for me there. That's when I started making decisions into moving here permanently and pursue a career. And so Call Me by Blondie always reminds me of my first sort of like beginning period of my life in America.
Well, here it is, Blondie with Call Me.
We'll be right back.
That was Blondie with Call Me, classic single from them. So I want to thank you for coming down and sharing the music with us.
Thank you. I hope I can get back soon and now do a Mexican playlist so we can tell everyone about the good old tunes in Mexico.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to kcrw.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.